Yeah, Mishnayis Mesechta Erchin. First Mishnah, Hakol Marichim V'Nerochim. Everybody, Kol Odom is Neparsha of Marichim. That means they can say, Erech Ploni Alai. Marich means you put the Chiv upon yourself to pay somebody else's Erchin. Erchim, you know, the Torah says how much you're worth according to how old you are. And the money you have to give to Hegdish. So Hakol, everybody's in the Parsha of Marichim to put in the Chiv upon himself. V'nerocha means everybody has an erech also, that if somebody else would say upon you, they want to be mechayev himself to pay your erech and how much you are worth, that could also be done. Now, noidrin v'nidorim. Everybody, the same thing, noidrin means everybody can make a neder to say, dinei pleni alai, I want to be mechayev myself to give the value, how much he's worth, not according to the value of erechin, what the Torah says. That's a parsha of erechin, but the parsha of noidrim is a neder, how much the person is worth, how much it will be sold for an eved on the marketplace, that much money I want to be mechayev myself. So noidrim means everybody, Reuven, can make a neder upon himself to give the value of anybody that he wants. V'nidorim means everybody's in this parsha also, kol odom has value to himself, that if somebody else would say, I want to pay your value, so he would have to pay your value. That's nidorim, everybody has value. Now, Kahanim, Ulevim, V'Yisraelim, Noshim, V'Avodim. A Kohen is in this parsha, a Levi, a Yisrael, an Isha, and an Eved. Even an Eved Kenani. Tumtum, V'Yadrugnus. Tumtum is somebody that's covered up by his Makam Erva. We're not sure whether he's a Zohar or a Keva. V'Yadrugnus is he has both Simonim. All these people are Noidrim, V'Nidorim, Umarichim. All these people can make a Neder. And they're in the parsha of Nidorim, they have value. Somebody else could put the chiv upon them, somebody else could take their chiv upon themselves. Umarichim, any one of these people could put a chiv erchin upon themselves. They could take somebody else's erchin and put it upon themselves. But the chiddush is, avoloi nerochin. Not everybody mentioned has an erich ha-Torah, has value of what the Torah puts upon you. Why? Sheinu nerich el zocho vade nekeva vadoyis. Only a Vadai Zohar for sure, or for sure in a Keva. Meaning to say, not a Tumtum and a Drugnus. These two people have no Erechin HaTorah. Everything else they have, just not an Erechin. The other Mishnah says, Cheresh, that's deaf and dumb, a Shaita, fool, Vekotin, on the Bar Mitzvah, Nidorim, V'Nerochim, they themselves has value to themselves. If somebody else puts the Chiv upon themselves, they have a value to them, that's called Nidorim, they could be taken for value. And V'Nerochim, the Torah does give them a value, if somebody else wants to put the Chiv upon them. Avoloi Noidrin, but they themselves, since they have no Das, they cannot put the Chiv Neder upon themselves. And V'Loi Marichin, they cannot put the Chiv Erchin upon themselves. And the reason the Mishnah says is, Mevnei Shem V'Hem Das, they don't have their own Das. Therefore they cannot make any Chiv upon themselves. Pochus mi ben chodesh, let's say a kid that's less than a month old, so nidr. Somebody else could say he wants to be mechayev himself the value of that kid to hegdish, because as long as he's alive, he has some value to him. Avoloi nerech, but there's no parsha of erchin yet. The parsha of erchin only starts after the kid is a month old. From a month and a day old, then it starts the first erchin. And the pasuk says mi ben chodesh v'mola, but less than a month and a day old. There's no parsha of erchin, he has no erchin. Mishnah Beis, Hanochri, what about a goy? Rabbi Meir says, Neroch avoloi marach. He has an erchin, according to how old he is, he also has the erchin ha-Torah. Just avoloi marach, he himself cannot be mechayiv himself to pay the erchin. Hanochri says, erech pleni alai, or else he says, erech alai, he's loyal maklum. But if somebody else, if a Jew would say, I want to be mechayiv myself to pay the erchin of a goy, according to his age, will have the same erchin like a Jew. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Marich, a goy, is in the parsha to put the chiv upon himself. He could put somebody else's erchin upon himself. Avoloi nerech, but he himself is not in the parsha of erchin. He himself has no erich. But Zev is the moed, and both Rabbi Yehuda and both Rabbi Meir agree, she'noidrim v'nidorim, that they are in the parsha of a neder. If a goy says, Demei Alai, he's mechayiv himself to give the shavius to Hegdish, or else he himself has a shavius also. And the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir about erchin, the Gemara says, totally hadashim sukim. When it says, Darba v'nei Yisrov, matleim ishis kiyaf le neder, bechon afoshois, So Shaul's Bnei Yisrael for Loi Nochrim, that's why one darshan, the other one says no, the opposite. The rabbi says Hagoy. Mishnah Gimel. Hagoy says, someone that's about to die, a Jew that's about to die, or else we are Yotzil Horig, someone that's a Gemara din upon him that he should die, and Bezin has taken him out now to kill him, is Loi Nidor V'Loi Nerach. He has no value to himself. If somebody else says, I want to pay his value to Hegdish, there's no value to him. A person that's about to die has no value. And V'loi Nerach, that's a Chiddush. He's not in the parasha of Erchin Olai. V'loi Nerach. And the Gemara has psukim for this about a Geisus Vidash. The Pesuk says, V'hemid, V'fnei HaKoyin, V'herach Oisei HaKoyin. So he has to be a person that could have a Hemid, could stand up. A Geisus can't stand up. And the Yitzel Orig also. We dash from the pasuk called Chayrim Asher Yichorim in Adam Lo Yipodeh. We need to say somebody that's Oymid Lichorim Haynu Lehoreg has no din padiyah, has no din erchin. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be though? But Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya says Nerach. No, he does have erchin. Hayotzalog, a person is going to be killed. He does have erach. He has erachim to him. Somebody else says he's mechayev to pay. He's erachim. He'll have to pay how much he's worth, how old, according to how old he is, what an erachim he has. Bivnei shadom of ketsumim. Because the Torah says clearly how much you have to pay. I mean, you don't have to value how much he's really worth right now. As long as he's alive, he has erachim. Avoleinu nidur. But he has no value if somebody's mechayev himself to pay his value to Hegdish. They're not chayev. His money is not kesuvim. Torah doesn't give an exact amount, but rather he said how much he's worth by the marketplace. And nobody would buy this person since he's about to be killed. Rabbi Yossi says, Noider umarech umaktish. Yossi holds no that both the geisus or Yotzel Horeg, Noider could make a neder to Mechayiv himself to pay money. Or else a marach could put an erchin upon himself to mechayiv himself, or makdish, it could be makdish something. And even though he dies later, it's chal the hegdish, and the yorshim will have to pay the money of his neder or of his erich. V'im hezik, let's say this guy says the person is about to die, does damage, it's chayiv b'tashlumim, it's chal achiv to pay, and when he dies, his yorshim will have to pay for him. And the Mora says it's less shal about him hezik, it's called the milva ksuva batara, the shal of that ksuva b'shtar domi, that you could collect from Yorshim, or do we say no, it remains like a milva bal peh, and you can't collect it from the Yorshim. Now Mishnah Dalet, let's say a lady has a chiv misa, and Bezin's about to take her out to be killed, so ein mamtinin lo achetelet, even though she's pregnant, we do not wait with the psak din to kill her until she gives birth, that's called inu hadin, but rather we kill her right away. Yoshval Hamashaba, let's say she's sitting on the delivery table already, she's about to give birth. Then Mamtinun Lachatela, then we wait until the kid comes out. Now, since the kid started to move, started to come out already, he's considered a person by himself, and therefore we only have a right to kill her, not the kid. Huisha Shinergo, let's say Nisha that killed somebody. We forget, when Isha Shinergo means she was killed. She was killed up, he Bezdin killed her, she was Chayiv Misa. Now that she's mace, so Mishnah says the Chiddush Nenin Besari, you'll have to have Ano from a hair. Hair is Mutav Ano. Behema Shenegah, Behema that was killed, it's dead. Asura Bano. The Behema means the Chorot of Shor HaNiskel. Shor HaNiskel is also Bano. A regular Behema that dies, you'll have to have Ano from its hair. But here we're talking about a Shor HaNiskel, a Shor that killed a person, so it's also Bano, therefore Asura Bano. And the Gemara Tzemachloik is exactly why by an Isha is a hair muta. One man the Amis said that doesn't really mean a hair, it just means the sheitel that she's wearing, and the Chiddush is that's not bota to a goof. Another man the Amis says, no, it means the hair itself. And the pshat is that a hair doesn't die here, therefore there's no Yisra no on the hair. Well, Shenken by Behema, the reason why the hair is also is not because it's dead, but even when it's alive, as soon as the Gara didn't share on Iskol, there was a psat and it's also Bano. Therefore, even the hair is also Bahano. Perek Sheni, Mishnalev, Ein bi erchin pachas misela. You can never pay less than a seller for your erchin. Like we know, there are different amounts how much you have to pay. Then the Mishnah says, V'lo yoser achamishim sela. The most you have to pay is 50. Meaning, if you're a man and you're 30 years old, so your erchin is 50 shkolim. That's the most. You never have to pay more. That's the biggest amount of erchin. Hatocha Mesela means, let's say a person's an oni, and even though he's 30 years old and he said Erki Olai, but he doesn't own 50 shkolim. So the question is, how much do we have to make him pay? Let's say he only owns a half of a seller. That's no good. He can't be Yotze's neder yet. But he has to at least own a seller. When he has a seller, he can be Yotze's neder as an oni by giving at least a seller. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Ein b'erchin pachas miseller. There's never a payment for erchin less than a seller. And the most you have to pay is chamishim seller. Ketzer, has to come out. No sansel, let's say first, when you made your erchin, so really the erchin was 50 shkolim, but you couldn't afford it. You only owned one seller. So you gave the seller to Hegdish. And then the hesher, then you became rich. Is any nice and klum, you don't have to give anything anymore. Because you already yossi your neder when the first time when you paid the seller. What's going to be pochus miseller? First you gave Hegdish less than a seller. That's all you had. And then the hesher, then you became rich. So nois and chamishim seller, you still have a chiv to pay, because you were not yotzi yechayiv with the first chatzi seller, and therefore now that you're an osher, when you come to pay, you'll have to pay the complete amount of 50 shkolim. Hoye biyodav chamish loyim, let's say, when you first mechayiv yourself to pay the 50 shkolim, you were an oni, and you only own 5 sloyim. So how much do you have, and you want to pay right now, how much do you have to pay? So Rabbi Meir Oymer, any nois nilachas, you only have to pay one seller. That's what Meishita, that in Biyach and Pochus Miseller means, by Esig Yad, you always have to pay one seller, that's all. The Pasuk says, V'chol Erkecho Yiyo B'Shekel HaKadosh, that we dash an Erchin should also could be with a shekel. V'chomar M'Nechom say, no, Noisin Es Kulam. True, Esig Yad means you don't have to pay the complete amount, but as much as you can afford, you have to pay. So if you can afford 5, you have to pay the 5 Sloyim. Noisin Es Kulam. Now, ain't b'erchin pachas miseller b'layosra chemishim seller. Now, you don't have less than a seller. We just explained you don't have more than 50. Ein pesach batoya. So, at the end of the last halacha was again the chazad over again and said ain't b'erchin pachas miseller b'layosra chemishim seller. So, the Mishnah Gemara said this repeats itself. I teach us that stam like the chom shita that you don't have more than 50, but you have less than 50. You don't have less than one, but you have more than one. Which means to say, if the person's an onion and only has 5 sloyim, he would have to pay the 5 sloyim. Now the Mishnah starts a new halacha about a nidom, ein pesach betoya pochus mishiva for lo yosar al shivosa. It's halacha by a nidom. We know the halacha of an isha of a nidom is that the first time she sees dam, she becomes a nidom midiraisa, and she's tummy for the next 7 days. Whether she sees all 7 days or not, she's tummy for 7 days. At the end of the seventh day, by night, if she stops seeing, midiraisa, she can go to the mikvah. She becomes tor from anidus. And the halacha is the next 11 days, those are the days that she could become a zava. Meaning to say, if she sees one day during those 11 days, she's only tummy that one day, and she has to wait till the next day. 2 days, the same thing. When she sees 3 days straight, then she becomes a Zav Gedolah. Then the Lachari, she doesn't become Tor until she has a Zayin Nikim, until 7 days go by that she does not see it all. When she becomes Tor from the Zava, then if she's after 11 days, then if she sees Dam again, she starts over again the cycle to become an Ida. So what's going to be if a Toya means she sees Dam now, and she's not sure where she's holding, whether this dam is the first day of the Nidah, it's the second day, the third day, whether it's the first day of the Yud Aleph Yomim, she's not sure where she's holding, she made a mistake. So in such a case, there's never less than 7 days she'll have to wait Zayin Nikim, and there's never more than 17 days. No matter where she's holding now, she waits 17 days and does not see anything, then for sure the next time she sees is called the beginning of the Nidah. The Gemara explains exactly how you have the case of 7, which she came before us now, and she says she saw the last 6 days straight, and therefore, if she has Zayin Akim right now, that's it, she's finished. Another place she only sees 1 day, then she'll have to wait 17 days, because we have a suffix, maybe this was the beginning of the Nidus, or maybe no, maybe this was the middle of the Yalaf Yomim. So therefore, if she waits 17 days, then for sure she starts over again her count, the beginning of then the Mishnah goes on and says, Ein b'negoyim, halacha v'nega, pochus mishvu echad. It's never, we have a suffix, we have to wait to see if it grows or not. There's never less than at least 1 week. You always have to be masker, put your way for 1 week. De bad nigri odom, de v'zokul lehesker, you can't have it less than 1 week. And v'lo yosar al shleisha shavuos, the most you have is 3 weeks. That's by Nigah Habayis. A Nigah goes on the house. The other Torah says we have to wait 3 weeks to see whether it gets bigger, whether it'll make a tor or tummy. Mishneh Beis. Ein Poichazin Me'arba Chadoshim Hamuborim Bashana. Every year has to have at least 4 months that is Mubar, means it has 30 days to it. The Hebrew month, the Levona Dika month, could either be 29 days or else could be 30 days. So throughout the year, usually it's one and one. One is Mali, one is Chaser. The Besdin would not be misakin to have less than 4 Chadoshim that are Mubarim that are full. For Leinira Yasser Ashmeine, and they would not make it that there should be more than 8 months that are full. That's the most they would make, 8 full months with 8 months or 30 days throughout the year. Now, Shtei Alechem Necholis Ein Pachos Mishnayim. The Shtei Alechem that they brought on Shavuos, you cannot bake the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos and Yom Tov itself, it's not Doche Yom Tov. So therefore, when Shavuos came out in the middle of the week, you would bake it on Erev Yom Tov and eat it the second day on Yom Tov. That means the least it is 2 days old. For Lo Yosser Ashloshi, never more than 3. Mean to say, let's say Shavuos comes out on Yom Rishon. So Erev Shavuos was Shabbos, you cannot bake it on Shabbos. Therefore, you have to bake it on Friday, so you eat it 3 days. That's the most it could be, 3 days late. Lechem Aponim, that's bought every single Shabbos. Nechol is eaten by the Kanim. Ein Pachos Metisha, never less than 9 days. Because also it was baked on Erev Shabbos, and you first took it off the Shulchan the next Shabbos, to eat it first the next Shabbos, which is 9 days later. For Lo Yesser Alechad Osar, never comes out more than 11 days. In the case, well, let's say 2 days Rosh Hashanah comes out after Shabbos, then you cannot eat Lechem upon him, or at least they couldn't bake it at least. And 2 days come before Shabbos, so they couldn't bake it on Rosh Hashanah. They'd have to first bake the Lechem on Wednesday, and then they first eat it the next Shabbos, which is 11 days later. Now, Katan Nimol. When you come to make a bris milah on a katan, a pachus mishmeinis, never less than 8 days, he has to at least be 8 days old. And v'lo yasser al shnei maser, he can't be more than 12 days old. That's the longish left away to make the bris milah. Again, where he's born ben hashmoshes, you have a suffix. Ben hashmoshes, let's say Friday. And then the next Shabbos, you cannot do it because maybe it was a Friday bris, so it's not Deuche Shabbos. And then after Shabbos comes 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so you have to wait till 11 days later until you can make the bris milah. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Ein poichasin me'esrim v'yachas tkiyah b'migdash. In the base of Migdash every single day, they blew the shofar at least 21 times. That means with a tkiyah, true tkiyah, it's called 3, they did it in the base of Migdash 21 times. And the Mora Sukkah explains exactly when. That's called by the Psiches Shar Hazor in the morning, they did. And then they did 9 by the Tomet Shoshachar, and they did 9 by the Tomet Shoben Habayim. So that's 9 is 18, and 3 in the morning, that's 21. For Loi Maisifun Allah Boyim Ushmon, they never had more than 48 kias. And that was going on Erev Shabbos Shechal B'Toch Yimei Chag HaSukkis, that they blew 48 kias. Now, Ein Poichasin Mishnei Nevolim, they never had less than at least 2 navels, 2 flutes, in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kluvim used to sing, Vishas Debrua said the Shir on the Korban. Floy Masifan Al Shisha, they never had more than 6. Real Nevolim was a type of a harp, they never had more than 6. Now, Ein Poichasin Mishnei Chalilim, they never had less than 2, a Chalil, that's a flute. Floy Masifan al Shnei Mosa. They never had more than 12 Chalilim. Uv Shnei Mosa Yoim Bashona Cholom Maklef Nemezbech. And 12 times a year is when they used to use the Chalil in front of the Mezbech. When was this? This was Beshritas Pesach Rishon, by Erev Pesach. Uv Beshritas Pesach Shen Ve Pesach Sheni. Uv Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. Uv Yom Tov Shal Atzeros An Shavuos. Uv Shmonis Im Yechag All the Days of Chag HaSukkis. Yeah. Now, Lahoye Maka be Avov Shon Choshesh, they did not use this Chalil, they made Shon Choshesh to be made from Kappa. And the Avov Shokon, it was only made, this Chalil was made a flute from a reed. Bevnei Shakurli Orov, because then the voice is very sweet. Lahoye Machlik El Bi Avov Yechidi. Like Machlik means the end off. They only used to end off with only one flute. Lahoye Machalik El Bi Avov Yechidi. That's the way you end off nicely. It'll be nicer, sweeter if it ends off ends off only with one chalil. Now Mishnah Dalid, who are these people now that are playing the flutes? Is V'yavdi HaKaram Hoyu, do Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds it could even be an Eved of a Kohen. He's also allowed to play the flutes. Does he hold, but not Malam Miduchonim L'yuchsin. So even though these Levim, these were the ones that are playing by the Duchonim, where they used to say the Shira, still even the Avodim could do it. Rabbi Yossi Yoimino, he said Mishpachos, Beis HaPgorma, Beis Tziporia. Used to be from these Mishpachos of Beis HaPgorma, Beis Tziporia. They were the ones that are blowing the flutes. They came from the city Mamoyes. Meaning to say they were Miuchesas Yisraelim. They were good Yisraelim. And Hoyu Masil Lakuna. That they were Miuches, that a Kohen could marry them. Because he holds Bekitsa were Mala Miduchanim Liyuchsin. In other words, the Rebbe Yossi holds that the people that are playing these flutes, that's called Emin Aduchanim. And from them were Mala them Liyuchsin. So it had to be people that were Choshev Yuchsin, that Kahanim could marry them. Rebbe Chanina ben Atigna Seimel, Leviim Hoyu, he holds even stronger than that. He holds how to be Leviim blowing the flutes. Because he holds not only we malam miduchnen liyuchsin, but also malam letruma. Meaning to say, well, take on that person is fit, teach Maisa. That he's a Levi, we'll give him the Maisa. And if it had to be a kosher Levi that played the flute. Mishnehei, ein poichasin mishisha tloyim amuvakorim balishchas atloyim. In the Lishchad, that's the room in the Beis Hamikdash where they had the animals ready, all prepared to be used for the Korban HaTamid. So at all times, you already had to have at least six of them there, that will move a Korban that was checked out. Because the Lachar is, you can't bring it for Korban unless it was checked out 4 days in advance. So therefore, if you take out two today, and you start out with six, so but every time you take out two, you put two, a new two in. So by the time you get to use those new two, it'll be the fourth day, it'll be all right. So you always have to have at least six Toloyim, six animals checked out for the Korban HaTamid. Kidei, and the Mishnah just says a simon, you shouldn't mistake in. Kidei l'Shabbos u'l'shnei yom tovim Shorosh Hashanah. Should have like for 3 days for Shabbos and shnei yom tovim. Even though the Gemara says that there are more than just six Kabbonis and Shabbos and yom tovim, because you have them sofim also, the Mishnah just means a simon b'yalmo. To know like for 3 days worth you have to have Kabbonis prepared in advance in the Lishchas HaTloyim. Now, if you want, you can have as many as you want there. There's no limit to how many animals you can have checked out in the Lishra. Never have less than two trumpets in the Beis Hamikdash to blow it when you need it. As many as you want, you can have. And the Gemara comes out, it doesn't really mean as many as you want. The Gemara comes out, it means 120. Now, in Poichasin Mitisha Kinarish, you can have less than nine hops in the kinor. But you can have as many as you want. That's the symbol that you bang two things together, that you only have one in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Mishnevav, Ein Poichasin Mishnei Mos Leviim Oimdem Aladuchim. We never have less than 12 Leviim that are there playing the shir, like Bishas, they're saying the Shira, playing these instruments like we had. You have to have nine for the kinoris, and two for the Nevolim, and one for the Tzoltzol. So you always have to have at least 12 Levim. Well, Masifun Adiyolim, you can have as many as you want. Now, Ein Katan Nichnas Le'azor La'Avoidah, a Katan cannot come to do any Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, El B'Shor Shalavim Oim D'Mashir, just at the time when Levim used to sing, they could also sing along. Flohoy Oimrim B'Neva V'Chino L'Avapeh, like the Katanim, they cannot play instruments, but rather only with their mouth, they could sing along. Meaning to say their young, sweet voices will help along the voices of the Levim. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ein Olam L'Minyan, but these kids do not go into the Minyan of 12. You have to have at least 12 older Levim there. They can't stand in the regular place of Duchan where the Levim used to stand, but rather Elaboritz Hayoimdim, they used to stand on the ground. For Rashayim Ben Ragli HaLevim, and their heads, like they were small, was between the feet of Levim. I mean, they said Levim was standing on a high place, so the heads of the kids were by the feet of Levim. Tzayarei HaLevim Oyinikroim used to be called the young Levim Tzayarei, and some solution of Tzirei means like they gave Tsar, because the older ones felt bad, like that their voice was not as sweet as the young kids were singing. Yeah, Perek Shlishi. Mishnah Aleph, Yesh Berchin Lahokel Lahachmir. There are certain halachas about erchin that we go to kula, and certain things we go to chumra. Be'estei achuza, sent in the parasha of estei achuza, a soda that you own from your father, lokal lahachmer. Be'shor hamuid, in the halacha about a shor muid, she'em meses eved, that it kills an eved, also lokal lahachmer, there's a kula and a chumra involved. Be'yoynis or mafata, if a man is manas a girl, a mafata girl, who makes a shemra, a husband is makes a shemra upon his wife, also, when the Torah gives the exact amount, how much you have to pay, there's lachol hachmer, there's a kula involved and a churma involved. Now the Mishnah will explain. Yesh b'erchin lachol hachmer, Kate said, how is it that by erchin there's a kula and a churma involved? That means echot sheherech esanoh shav Yisrael. Whether you want to take the erchin of the nicest person in Yisrael, and again, let's say he's 30 years old, so the Torah says his erchin is only 50 shkolim. V'yesakua shav Yisrael, let's say the ugliest one of Yisrael. And now the marketplace, he wouldn't be worth as much. But since he's 30 years old, the Torah says his erchin is the same. So that's called the kula and the chumra by erchin. In other words, whenever the Torah gives the exact amount of money, how much you have to pay, certain times that's a kula, certain times that's a chumra. Noisen chamishim sela, still you have to pay 50 shkolim. For your mom, let's say somebody says, harei dom avalai, I want to be mechai myself to pay how much that person is worth. Then noisen eshaviv, then each person is different. You have to pay how much each one will be worth to be sold for neved on the marketplace. Now, Mishnah Beis, b'stei achuza l'hokol l'hachmer, same thing, the person is makdish, his field that he yashin from his father, there's a kula and a churma involved, ketzad, echad ha-makdish b'cholas ha-mochus, whether somebody is makdish his fields, cholas ha-mochus, Rashi says, means outside the city, right around the city that the fields are not worth that much. And the echad ha-makdish b'pardesas, Sabasti, whether you makdish these good fields in a part of the Sabasti, they're very, very good fields. They're worth a lot of money. So still the loch is, when you want to redeem them, buy them back off Hegdish, there's one schum. The Torah says you give noisein bezera choymesarim, the amount of field that you would use to plant a choymer of seeds of barley. And that comes out to be really 75,000 amis by 75,000 amis. It's called Chaymer Zakur, which is 30 saw. So how much of a place of land it would take you to plant 30 saws of a barley seeds? All that land, you could be paid to redeem from Hegdish with Chamishim Shekel Kosel, a very cheap price. Now, even though your field is very expensive, then tak it's a kula. And even though your field is very, very cheap, then it's a chumra. But both ways, there's a schum exactly how much you have to pay. Overstay Mikna, let's say a field that you bought of somebody, and now you want to be makdish it. So lachur istam, nice neshav, if you want to redeem it, you have to pay how much it's worth. Hey, you don't have this chiddush of zera choy mesorim b'chamishim shokel. Rabbi Lezer says, no, echot stay achuziv, echot stay mikna. They both have the same lach, even if stay mikna also is nigal with this chiddush of chamishim shekel kosev. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. Kosio says by stay achuza v'chishav le'akayin, but stay mikna says loshino v'chishav le'akayin. It learns out one from the other. If so, the Mishnah says ma bein stay achuza stay mikna. What's the difference then between a field that you yashin from your father or a field you just bought of somebody else? Elashem stay achuza noise chaimish. A field that you yashin when you makdish it, and now you come to redeem it, you have to pay a fifth. Of stay mikna, but stay mikna noisein chaimish. Then you only have to pay, then you don't have to give an extra fifth. Ain't a nice chemish. Well, you mark this son that you bought of somebody else, and then you want to redeem it, here you do not have to be myself. Now, Mishnah Gimel. B'shor ha-mu'ud, how do we have this case by Shor ha-mu'ud, she'em meses eved? Lokal ulahachmer ketzer, how do we have this? Echot she'em meses anor shebavodim, whether your Shor ha-mu'ud killed an eved kenani, that's the nicest one that's worth $1,000. V'yechad ha-koyah shebavodim, the ugliest one that's only worth $10. Still the loch is, noisein shloshim sela, the Torah says you have to pay 30 shkolim. So kids, whenever the Torah gives an exact amount, there's lechumra and lehokil. Hey, Mr. Ben Charon, let's say Yeshua kills a regular person, a regular Jew, then noisein eshoviv, you have to pay how much he's worth, the value of him. But the Pasuk says, and koyfa yushisolav, noisein pidyanavshoi, and we say means domov of the nerag. Choval bozel bozel. Let's say the shore, the damage to the person, the damage to the shore. Shom mishalom nezek sholom. The shore has to pay the nezek sholom. The difference of the damage, the shore would have to pay. The bala shore would have to pay nezek sholom. Now Mishnah Dalet. How do we have this source of a man as man as a girl, a nara? The Torah says you have to pay 50 shkolm to the father. Or even mafati, you took her into it. Also, lochel al-hachmir, keitzad. Echad shonus of pita as a gadol shabakuna. Whether you mafati spoke into the highest chashivas of a kain. Or else, via sektan shab Yisrael, or whether you man is the smallest means of a regular portion of Yisrael. Still, the lochel is nice and chemishim selah. Even though one is a much bigger damage, a more yirund, a more. Still, both times you have to pay only 50 seller, 50 shkolim. If you have boishes for your begam, you also have to pay the boishes begam, and that's the call of your mavayit from his bayish. According to how much embarrassment you gave her, to how much you have to pay. This is not called a kenas, exact amount. This is called mamin, and then we have to be mishai, we have to make an estimate, how much damage, how much yibush. Alright. So again, so the Mishnah says that we have boishes for your begam. The bush is the embarrassment that's involved, and also the begam, how much you make it worth less, that's hakolofi amavayish from his bayish. Now we go according to each one separately, exactly how much embarrassment you gave her, and what in the chur, the begam also, how much less you made her. Now Mishnah Hei, b'moitzi shemra, how do we find b'moitzi shemra, the husband is moitzi shemra upon his wife, also l'hokul l'hachim, how do we have this? Echot shoitzi shemra l'gderla. Whether a person was mitzi shemer upon a gedolah shabkun, his wife was a very choshev a yichusdika kain. If you are laktana shab Yisrael, you mitzi shemer on laktana shab Yisrael. In both cases, noisin meya sela, you have to pay 100 sela. Nimtza comes out. Hoimer bepiv. If you say something wrong with your mouth, yosim and oisim aisa, you have to pay more than you do the actual action. Because when you ma'anas on mafata girl, you only have to pay 50 shkolim. When you're a mitzi shemer, you speak out bid as loshen orosh shabai, you have to pay 100 shkolim. The same thing the Mishnah says, shekein matzinu shloi nechtam gzar din al avaseinu. If I understand, there was not a gzar din upon our father only because of b'midbar b'midbar, el al loshen orah, only because of loshen orah that they spoke. Shneim the pasuk says, v'yinasu oisi ze'as apomim. They tested me 10 times, loy shomu kel, they didn't listen to me. So the gzar din of the miraglim not to go into Eretz Yisrael was because of the Lashon Hara, the Dibor Ra that they spoke against Eretz Yisrael. Here, Perek Revi. Hesig Yad, the Halacha, that if you can't afford it, if you're an Oni, you only pay according to how much you could afford, that's a Ba Noider, that you go boss of the Noider, means by part of the inside Lashon Noider, means Erchin. You go boss of the one that makes it, and not the Marach, not the one that you're valuing. Because if Ruvain is saying, I want to put upon myself the Erchin of Shimon, so we don't care if Shimon is poor or rich, but we care about Reuven, the one that's mechayv himself. If he's an oni, he only have to pay as much as he could afford. That's called banoid. We go after the one that made the erchin. For yashonim, when the Torah says the different prices of erchin according to how old you are, that's banidr. That goes according to the person that you want to value. That's called if Reuven says, I want to pay the value of Shimon, so we go bossa how old Shimon is. And the erchin that's special for a zocher in a keva goes after the person itself, whether she's in a keva or whether it's a zocher. For your erich also bizman erich, you go also according to the time when you made the erchin. In other words, let's say somebody was 19 years old and he says, I want to be mechayv myself to give my erchin, and he only gets around to pay after he's 20. So even though the price changes when he's 20 years old, but since when you made the erchin, you're only 19 years old, you only have to pay the price of 19, not the price of a 20. That's called v'erich is bizman erich. Go after the time when you made it. Now we'll explain everything. Hesek yad banoy deketzah. What does that mean to say? Oni, if you're poor, sheherich es osher, you say you put the erchin upon you of an osher rich person. Still the locher is nois and erich oni. You go bossa you, the one that makes the erchin, and you only have to pay according to how much you could afford. Like the machlokes we had before, whether it's only a seller or else exactly as much as you could afford. For your osher sheherich es oni, let's say a rich person says, I wanted to mechayv myself erchin of this oni. So then nois and erich osher, since you, the one that's making it now, could afford it, he'll have to pay the erich of an osher. There's the 50 shkolim that he's mechuyv to pay. If he's that age of 20 to 50, 20 to 60. Mishnah Beis, Abo be kabonis ain't a cane. When you mechayv yourself to bring a korban, it's not that way. Why haray shom? If somebody says korbonai shom mitzoris yolai, Reuven wants to be mechayv himself to bring the korbanos that his friend the mitzori has to bring. So imhoyim mitzori oni, if that mitzori was an oni, so maybe korban oni. You have a right now to bring a korban oni, even though you're an asher. You don't go boss to yourself, you go boss to the person that you're mekablet on. Asher, if that oni was a rich, maybe korban asher, because you said you want to bring the same korban that he has to bring. So we go after him. Rebbe Yemi Rebbe says, Omer ani, I would say, af b'erchen kein. Rebbe Yemi Rebbe says, Omer ani, I would say, Omer ani, af b'erchen kein, even by erchen also is the same way. That means, like we'll soon see, when the erchen is the same type of a way as the din of a korban, will be the same thing. And he explains like this, v'chi mipnei ma'oni she'erech es oshir noisen erech oni, how can him Reuven, that's a poor person, is mechayv himself to give the erchen how much Shimon is worth? He only has to pay how much he could afford. Shein osher chayv klum, because Shimon has no chayv to give any money. So Mele Reuven is be mechayv himself, so how much could he be mechayv himself? Only as much as he could afford. Avo, but what's going to be? He osher shoma erke yolai. Let's say his friend Shimon says right now, Shimon, the rich person, is mechayv himself to give his erchen. And his erchen is 50 shkolim, so Shimon has a chiyuv to give 50 shkolim. And right then, v'shomer oni, the friend Reuven, the poor one, hears it. V'yomani also says, ma'ashomer ze'olai, the same thing that Shimon said, his chiyuv, I want to go upon me also. In that case, noisen erech osher and echanami, then the oni Reuven would also have the chiyuv to give 50 shkolim. Because he's not stam saying erchen olai, but he's saying the same chiyuv that Shimon has, he wants to put upon himself. So therefore, since Shimon's chiv is to pay 50 shkolim, Reuven would also have to pay 50 shkolim. So by kabonis, it's always that way. When Reuven says, I want to bring Shimon's kabonis, since Shimon has a chiv to bring it already, Reuven like has taken over his chiyuvim. See, also, if there'll be a chiv erchen on Shimon, when Reuven says, me too, he takes over his chiv. What's going to be hoye oni? First, Reuven was poor. So again, hoye oni, the person was first an oni, the heshir. Then he became rich before he gave his erchin, he became rich. Or else the opposite way, Ayosher, Mishasi made the erchin, he was rich, Veni, then Mishasi's paying up, he became poor. So look, in both cases, is nice and erich osher. He has to give the value that he really has to pay. He has no ptur of Hesek Yad. Then if Hesek Yad is, we have two psukim darshin, we have to be poor, both Mishas the nether and Mishas the payment. Now Rabbi Yudah says a big chiddush. Afilu oni v'hesher v'choz v'heni. B'shas he made the erchin, he was poor. In between he became rich. And even if now B'shas he's paying, he became poor again, still the din is, nois an erich osher, he has to pay the erich of an osher, means the original amount. Because he dashed in Zumochu, he has to be poor the whole time from beginning until end. But at any time he had money in between, so then his chiv erichin would be according to the Kotzov HaTayra. Now Mishneh Gimel. Avol be kabonis ain't a king. By hilchas kabonis is not that way. They mean it to say, afilu aviv meis, even if your father dies, v'niach loy ribui, he leaves over like $10,000. Real svinosa by yom, a person has a svinis, a ship, is in the yam of the ocean of Bobri voice, and inside also $10,000 worth. So ain't le hegdish bem klum. Hegdish has nothing from it. So the Mishnah means to say, but kabonis means, let's say a person's a mitzayru, and the same halacha applies according to how much he could afford. B'shashi brings his kabonis. Whether you're an oshi, you have to bring behemoths. If you're an oni, you can bring birds. So the chiddush here is that, so the Mishnah means, ein okein means, here it doesn't depend whether you're rich before or whether you're poor before. It all depends how you are. B'shashi, you bring your korban. B'shas, the mitzvah goes to bring his korban. If he's poor then, he has the right to bring the birds. And if he's rich at that time, even though he was poor before, he has to bring the korban of an asher, a behema. And even though he was rich before, but if now B'shas is bringing his korban, he's poor, he goes bossa now. That's the chiddush that the Mishnah means, Abba B'kabona Sein Akein. Then it says a new chiddush, that even though you have a father, and the Gemara says, means he's about to die, he didn't die yet. He's a geisus, he's about to die. But even though you know, like in the next 5 minutes, you'll have the Yerusha of $10,000, but since right now, B'shash, you're paying your korban or your erchin, your father did not die yet, therefore you're still considered an oni right now. If you pay right now, you can still pay b'toras an oni. The same thing, the svin, even though you own the ship, but the ship now is rented out, and the people pay you a lot of money for the rent. But the pshat is the rent only comes after schiras enim shtemelas enim shtelemas ela b'saif. When you finish using it the next week, then he'll pay you the money. So the chiddush is right now, it's not considered like you have any money, and right now you're an ani. And even though you own the ship itself, but the pshat is since that's your panosa, that we cannot take away from you. So the chiddush, even though next week you'll get the rent, and you'll be an usher, but since right now you don't have the rent yet, so right now if you pay up your erchin or your kabonis, you're called an ani right now, and you pay b'teres an ani. Mishnah Dalet. Shonim b'anidir ketzed. What do I mean to say before that you go bossa how old the person is that you're making the erchin upon? It means like this: yelit sheherches azokin. Let's say a young person, a young person, which is let's say less than 20, says he puts upon himself the erich of the zokin, which is over 70, which is only 15 shkolim. So, or else the opposite way, the zokin, an older person, sheherches yelit, puts the erich of a yelit on him. And again, the zokin, sheherches yelit, the zokin, the person over 70, said he wants to put upon himself the chiyuv erichim, how much yelit is worth, is nice and erich yelit, he has to play how much the yelit is worth. So that's the pshat that shonim, you go bust the nidr after the one you want to put his erichin upon you. Then the Mishnah before said, v'yarochim b'nerach ketzad. Then when the Mishnah said before, v'yarochim b'nerach, what does that mean, ketzad? That means, ish sheheriches isha, if a man takes upon himself to pay the erichin of a lady, so locher is nice and erich isha, he has to pay how much the lady is worth. V'isha, the opposite, sheheriches isha takes upon himself to pay the achiv erichin of a man of that age, is nesenas erich ish, you have to pay how much ish is erichin is. Then the Mishnah before said, v'erich v'zman erich, ketzad, we go after the time when you made yerichin, means erichu pochus ben chomish. First you took upon yourself to pay how much this kid that's under 5 years old is worth. And then by the time you went to pay the yerichin, v'nasa yesa ben chomish, the kid became more than 5 years old. So we don't say you have to pay the erichin of 5 years old, but you have to pay the erichin at the time when you made the neder when he was less than five. What's going to be pochus mi ben esrim? At the time when you made the neder, he was less than 20 years old, so it was less than 50. For nasa yosa ben esrim, at the time you come to pay, he's already over 20 years old, and now the chiv is 50 shkolim. So locher is noisink his man erich. You have to pay according to how much it's worth at the time, how much he was at the time you made erichin. Now the Mishnah says, Yoim Shloishim Kilomat Vimenu. If you have a kid that's exactly 30 days old and you take over his erchin, you're not chayiv, because 30 days is like less. You only have to pay the erchin when he's 30 days and 1 day. Same thing, Shnas Chomish. When does it change the second time from below 5 to over 5? That's Ushnas Estim. Same thing, when it comes exactly 20 years old, is Kilomat Vimenu. The year of 5 or the year of 20, it's like less. As when does it change? When he's 20 years old in 1 day, or 5 years old in 1 day? Shenem, the pasuk says, "V'yin mi bem shishim shana v'mala im zocher." Like it changes from 20 to 60 is 50 shkolim. Then when he becomes more than 60 years old, the pasuk says, "Mi bem shishim shana v'mala," a little bit older, then he changes from 50 to 15. As a re'onu lemedim, learn out from here, b'kulam mishnah shnisim. Learn out all the other years from the 60th year. That mashnah shishim, just like the 60th year itself. Kilamatim imenu, it's like less than 60, starts to pay 50 shkolim. Because the pasuk first says, imi ben shish v'shono v'malo, when he's a little bit older than 60 years old. But 60 years itself is still like less. Is avshnas chomech, the same thing, was exactly 5 years old. Avshnas esem, exactly 20, is klamat memenu. It's like less than 5, less than 20. Hey, now, im also shnas shishim klamat memenu, lahachmir. In other words, maybe only by the 60th year, there we go to chumra to say, still have to pay 50 shkolim. So you want to tell me in a svar was like a kasha, nasa shnas chomesh, ushnas esrim kilamat v'menu l'hokel, how do you know to say that when he's 5 years old, or when he's 20 years old, to go l'kula and say, he doesn't have the higher price, but still have the lower price. How do you know to say that? Maybe we only say it by 60 to go l'chumra, but not by 5 and by 20 we go in l'kula. So this one says, Tamulem, have a right, the pasuk says, shona, shona l'gzera shava. We learn out shona, shona, it says shona by shishim, and it says shona by 5 and by 20, they both have the same halacha. So gzera shava. And if we say like this, ma shona amur b'shnas shishim, just like the year that it says b'shnas shishim, kilamatim menu, it's like less than this, is av shona amur b'shnas chomish, The same thing that says the word Shona by 5 years, Rosh Hashanah Esrim, Kilamatim Menu, it's like less than 5, less than 20. Be'loka be'lachmer, whether we say it Lekula, that's by 20 and by 5, or the Seyed Lahachman by Shishim, they both have the same halacha. That the price only changes when it's a day after his birthday. It's not when he's exactly 5 years old, but 5 years old in one day, or else 20 and one day. But less than that, we don't say it. Reb Lezer says, his shita is, at sheyiyu yiseiros ala shonim chodesh v'yemechod. Like, when does the price change from below 5 to over 5? Not when he's 5 years old in one day, but it has to be a full month in the 5th year and another day. He learns it all out from Ibn Chodesh Shana. Just like when you're only 1 month old, it's first a day later. So the other year is also the first change, a month and a day into that year. Here, Perek Hamishi. Ha'imeh Mishkol Yalei Olai. Somebody says he's mechayev himself to give his weight in money to Hegdish. So Locher is nice mishkol, he has to give how much he weighs. In Kesav, let's say he's he wants to give his weight in silver. Let's say he weighs 200 pounds. So he has to give 200 pounds of silver to Hegdish. Kesav, so he has to give it in silver. In Zov, he speaks to Klil, he wants to give it in gold. Zov. But Mashman Gemara's Madaik, if he doesn't say which one, then he could give anything he wants. Even onions he wants. Anything that's sold by weight, he could give 200 pounds of onions to Hegdish. The Meister once happened a story, Be'imo, show Yematyo, the mother of Yematyo, Shoma, that she said, Mishka Bit Yolai, she was Mechayiv herself to give the weight of her daughter to Hegdish. And the Kuritz a Meister list, because she did not say exactly how much to give, on what. And still the Mishnah says, what she did was, V'yosul Yerushalayim, she went up to Yerushalayim, Ushkolu, and she measured, she weighed her out there, the daughter, V'nosna Mishkol Azov, and she gave the weight in gold. So the Mishnah before is Mashma, if you don't speak out exactly, you give whatever you want. Somewhere says something is missing in the Mishnah. What should say is, if the person is Bechubadik, like is very rich, then when they say it, Mistama, they mean gold. And that's this Maaseh, this lady was very rich, so when she said she wanted to give the weight of her daughter, she meant to say it in gold, therefore she paid it off in gold. What's going to be if somebody says, Mishkal Yod Yalai, I want to give the weight of my hand to Hegdish. So how do we know how much the hand weighs? So Yudam Yehuda says the Eitzer is Memale Chov Yisman. You have to fill up a barrel full of water. Umachnisad Marfakai. And you put inside, and you put inside the barrel your hand up until your elbow. Then Vishoiko Bos Chamoy, you weigh out meat from a chamor. That's like Kenega, the meat of an Adam. Vegidim with its veins, Vatsomas and its bones. Vanois Notoicha, put that amount of bones and meat inside this barrel now. Ashet to smell until it fill up the top like the water was originally. So you know that's how much your hand weighs. On this, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, how could you tell exactly you have this much meat against the meat of your hand and the atzomas, because they get the exact amount of bones that's in your hand you have here? It's very hard to tell this way. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds, Ella rather, Shomen Esiyad, Kami Rilishko. You have to take your best estimate you could do. Try your best to figure out how much your hand would weigh, and how much your hand would weigh, that's how much you'd have to give it to the Mishnah base. Demei Yod Yolai, somebody says, I want to give to Hegdish the value of my hand, not the weight, but the value. So Shomenoi, so we have to value him in the marketplace. Kamu Shova B'Yod, how much this person is worth to be sold for Neved with his hand? For Kamu Shova B'Yod, how much is his worth without a hand? That's the way we value the difference, how much a hand is worth. Now, Zeh Choyme B'Nedorim Miberchen. These are the things that Nedorim is more Chumra than Erchen. We need to say that by Erchen, if somebody says Erch Yod Yolai, it's not Chal at all, there's no Din Erech on just Yad. But the Domim, your hand has value to it, that's how much money you mean to give to Hegdish. Now the Mishnah says, V'choyme B'Erchen B'Nedorim. Erchen also has certain Chumras over Nedorim. Kate said, how is this? Choyme, if somebody says Erch Yolai, I want to give my value to Hegdish, v'meis, and then the person dies. So yitnu hayorshim, the yorshim have a chiyah to give the yerchin, since it's a kotzov batera, the chiyah is already chal. It's a milva ba'peh. Samura says we're talking about already where there was a psak bezdin, and therefore it's still a kenitnu b'shtar dami. What's going to be if somebody says the me'alai, I'll have a chiyah to give the value of myself to Hegdish, for meis, and the person dies, le yitnu hayorshim, then the yorshim have no chiyah to pay. And the reason is, Shein Domim Lameisim, since the person was mace, we have no way of valuing him. So it's called Ein Domim Lameisim, we do not make the Yorshim pay. What's going to be Erech Yodi Verech Ragulai? Someone says, I want to pay the Erech of my foot or the Erech of my Yad. Is the Yom HaKlum? Because there's no Din Erechin on the Yad, only on the whole body. What about somebody says, Erech Roshi, I want to give the Erech of my head, or else the Erech Kvedi, the Erech of my liver, or lie, that should be upon me. Then the Locher is, Nois and Erech Kuli, he has to pay his Erechin. And Zeklal, this is the general rule, that Dovish and Neshama Tluyabo, Nois and Erech Kuli. If it's something that your Neshama is totally like here, if you take out your head, or take out the liver, you can't live, so therefore it's still like Nefoshes, the whole body, and therefore you have a chiyuv to pay Erechin of your whole body. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. If somebody says, Chatzi Erech Yolai, I want to have to pay half of my value, so Locher is, Noisen Chatzi Erech, let's say his value was 50 shekelim according to the Torah, he's 25 years old, so he says, half, he only has to pay 25. What's going to be if the person says, Erech Chatzi Yolai, I want to have to pay the Erechin of half of my body, so then the Locher is, Noisen Erech Kuloi, he has to pay his Erechin, because half of his body is considered a dovash and a shomet luya, but he can't live without it, therefore it's still like the whole body. What's going to be if somebody says, Chatzi domi alai, I won't have to pay half of my value, else the value I'm sold for an evid? So that's the locham. Noisen chatzi domi, he has to pay half of his value. Let's say he says, Demei chetzi alai, I won't have to pay, Demei chetzi, how much half my body is worth. So again, noisin de mekuli, he has to pay the whole value. Because we have a hekesh here, we learn out the domim from erechin. Just like by erechin, a dovash and a shomet luyibo is considered like the whole body. Who adin, like the pasuk says, ish ki yafli neder berkech anafoshois. So a makish neder also, neder of domim, has the same aloch. If you want to pay the value of a half of your body, a dovash and a shomet luyibo, you have to pay the mekula. And Zechlau, this is the general rule again, that Dovish and Neshama Tluyaba, Nois and Erech Kuliv. Something that Neshama Tluyaba, you have to live with it, you can't live without it. Mishnah Dalet. Ha'imir, somebody says, Erecha Shapleni Olai, I want to be Mechayiv myself, how much of that person's Erechin is. Now, Meis HaNoidar V'HaNidar, let's say both, Ruvain then made the Neder dies, and also Shimon, like Ruvain made a neder, he wants to put upon himself the Erechin of Shimon, even though both of them die, still the Locher is Yitnu HaYorshim, that the Yorshim have to pay, Ruvain's Yorshim, Ruvain's son will have to pay. The more it talks about Ayla Chura, it's a Milva Ba'peh, Milva Ba'peh you don't collect from Yorshim, so more so talking about where there was a Psak Bezdin, before the father died, there was a Psak Bezdin, that's considered like it was written Bishtar. What's going to be though if Reuven says, Domev Shaplon Yolai, Reuven says, I want to have a chiv upon myself to pay the value of Shimon. So we have to now first see how much he's worth. You have to estimate him, how much he's worth on the marketplace. Now, Meis HaNoider, let's say Reuven dies, so still Yitnu HaYorshim. The Yorshim have a chiv to pay, and they'll have to still value how much Shimon is worth and pay that value. What's going to be though, Meis HaNoider, let's say Shimon dies, then even though then lo yitnu hayorshim, then Reuven's yorshim will not have to pay, and even Reuven will not have to pay either. Shein domim lameisim, because since Shimon died, so there's no way to value, to estimate him how much he's worth right now. He's dead already. There's no domim lameisim. Therefore, since we can't have the amount, therefore you're potter. The pshat is he only made the neder al menas like that there will be an estimate later, and according to that estimate you have to pay. But now that there can't be an estimate, therefore you're potter from paying. Mishnah Hay. Somebody says, Shor ze oila, this shor should be a korban oila. Or else somebody says, Bai ze korban, this house should be a korban. Meaning to say, I want to have to give the value of the house to bedek habayis. Now, meis ha-shor, let's say the shor, the socks dies. Or else for nofel habayis, the house collapses. Zlochor zein l'chayav l'shalom, you don't have a chiyav achrayis to pay. You only said, this should be an oila. If it dies, you potter. What's going to be if somebody says, Demei shor ze olai oila, that the value of this shor should be upon me? Means like I'm kabbalah chrayis now, that I have to give the value of it for korban oila. Or else if somebody says, Demei baye ze olai korban, that the value of this house should be upon me, he says the word olai, that means you're kabbalah chrayis. It means no matter what happens, you'll have to make sure that the money is given over. Therefore, meisar shor, let's say the shor dies, or else for nafal abayis, then chayav l'shalom, then you'll have a chiv to pay. Mishnevov, Chayve Erechin, If a person has a chiyuv to pay his erchin, he made a neder. He wants to mechayev himself to pay his own erchin, somebody else's erchin, and then Beis Din sees that he doesn't pay. A while goes by, he doesn't pay. So loch rizma mashkin and noison. Beis Din, like by force, comes to his house and takes away a mashkin, takes away a pledge from him according to how much he owes. That's like we force him to pay. Let's say someone has a chiyuv to bring korban chatos or korban oshem, and he delays his payment, he delays bringing it. Still, the halacha is aim a mashkin on noison. Beis Din does not force him to bring it. And the svar is, since a chatos is brought for your own kapara, so a person needs a kapara, he wants it. So for sure, eventually he would bring it, therefore we don't have to force him. Chai be'oilus u'shlomah, says someone's mechaim zol zantan korban oil korban shlomim. Then the halacha is yes, ma mashkin on noison. Then we do like force him again. We take away a pledge from him. Why? Because again, there's no kapara. Like even though you bring an earlier shlomim for korban for an isra say that you did, but you don't have a chiyuv to bring it. Therefore, even though you bring it, it's not really for kapara. Therefore, you may delay it and never bring it. Therefore, you have a right to force you to bring it. So the question is, even though by kabonas you have to bring it willingly, Shneimer the pasuk says l'ritzoinoi. So how can we force you to do it? It's not being done willingly. So the answer is, we have right to force you until eventually you say yes, you want to. And when you say right to me, that's like you're doing it willingly. The same thing we find also beginning noshim, when a man gives a get to his wife sometimes, that koifunoise, Beis Din has a right to force the husband to give the get, even though it's supposed to be given willingly. But we force him achiyena ritzni until he says ritzni, yes, I want to give it. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.